Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whenever you're listening to this podcast. This is Cummings' Culture, and ladies and gentlemen, I want to start the show off because we're going to be talking about the Super Bowl, Alabama football, and a lot of, you know, things that a lot of you care about. And but there's something that I care about and a lot of you care about. One of the things that I heard over the weekend, and I don't want to get this show too political, because that's one of the things that ran me off in the beginning. I felt like the show was getting too political and too politically driven. But I do feel that there is something that we should talk about and we should discuss. Over the weekend, there were three U.S. forces members that were killed and wounded dozens more. And it's been reported that the U.S. forces may have mistaken an enemy drone for an American one and let it pass unchallenged into a desert base in Jordan, where it killed three U.S. troops and wounded dozens more, officials said Monday. This is I heard one of the calls for the mother, one of the soldiers, service members' mother, called into a radio station and was talking about her son. Man, it's just tough when you hear of a service member, especially, but you know, you hear of anyone getting killed, it's terrible. But a U.S. service member getting killed, and for what reason? They say it's Iran, and they keep, you know, they keep pushing because of the Gaza conflict over there, apparently. And I don't want to go too far deep into that, but man, the Pentagon said that more than 40 troops were wounded in the attack, most with cuts, bruises, brain injuries, and similar wounds. Eight were medically evacuated, including three who were going to, I can't pronounce that, Region Medical Center in Germany. The other five, who suffered minor traumatic brain injuries, were expected to return to duty. Hearts go out to those families. That, you know, there's a time for sports. There's a time to talk about things that you want to talk about. But man, this is one of those things to where it's, three U.S. service members killed. We got warmongers trying to put us in wars that we don't need, and we got countries that are willing to attack us because they think we're weak. And then we've got warmongers in D.C. that want to send your kids to die, and their kids won't go to that war. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But anyway, the Super Bowl is set. The San Francisco 49ers will be taking on the Taylor Swift Chiefs, the Swifties. That's right. The Swifties will be in the Super Bowl. I don't look forward to that game at all, because I could care less about either team that's in it. I was hoping that it would be, I was hoping the Detroit Lions were going to get into the Super Bowl, but the script writers had other plans. Oh, I digress. But anyway, you know, I this is going to be my first recorded, put out podcast in God knows how long, probably over 2 years. And this is going on 2 years. It's one of those things, man, to where you're back, and it feels good to be back. I don't feel great today, though. I just don't feel great. But I know I got to get something out. I've got the YouTube channel up. If you want to go watch the YouTube channel, put out a video about Alabama football, day before yesterday, maybe yesterday. I don't remember. It was the first YouTube video we put out over there. Going to be recording another YouTube video to put out. Things are looking up. Cummings' Culture will probably be heading to the radio soon. And I'll get you dates on all that. But it feels good to be back. Even though I don't feel great, it still feels good to be back. And I'm happy to be back. And it's one of those things that you didn't expect to happen, but then it happens and then you feel great about it happening. So anyway, but man, three service members killed in Jordan. And it's devastating. It's just so devastating when I see that, because these are people. When I look at myself, you know, and yeah, I talk about a lot of sports. I talk about a lot of football. I talk about, you know, I talk about things I want to talk about. Like in this show, I'm going to discuss something else. But you know, man, when I see 20-year-old kids dying, and dying for what? Dying for what? What are they dying for? And people say, oh, they were protecting our freedom. I've talked to guys and girls that went overseas and fought in the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, and most of them told me the same thing. They felt like they were fighting for the oil refineries. I mean, it's you know, 20 years old. You know, they're just getting started in life. I'm 31 now, so I'm not much older than them, but I remember what it was like when I was 20, and I didn't really understand anything when it come to life. And so, you know, it is what it is. It's terrible. It's awful. All three of the U.S. Army Reserve soldiers were assigned to the 718th Engineer Company, the 926th Engineer Battalion, 926th Engineer Brigade in Fort Moore, Georgia. Man. It's sad. And when I heard that mother this morning, when I heard that mother talking about, you know, her kid was getting ready to come home, getting ready to have a baby at 20 years old. I know what that's like. I had my first child when I was 21. And for those of you that don't know, we're live over on Podbean. So I'm going to say hello to everybody in the live chat. Thank you all for coming in. But I remember what it was like being 21 years old. And even now, at 31, my God, man, 21 year old kids just killed. For what? I don't understand it. I just don't. Like, no, you can't make me understand it. Like, what were they killed for? Because they were over there. Hey, old man. Glad they were over there. Hey, John. Glad, you know, just because they were there, these people decided, oh, we're going to go kill somebody today. For what? For what? I don't understand that. I don't understand about killing somebody. I don't get it. You can't make me understand it. I'm so pro-life that I only, you know, and this is going to be, you know, I'm so pro-life. I'm so pro-life that I believe that, like, when a child is born, we should do everything in our power to help the children so that the next generation grows up in a better environment than what we did. And it just seems like we're going backwards, man. It just seems like, you know, we're just going backwards here. We're not doing things that we should be doing. You know, nothing makes sense. And they've got everybody so divided, like to now they're even trying to get it in football to where you can't even, everybody can't even enjoy football together because we got to put up with this political bull crap being shown on our television screen when everybody just wants to come together and watch a football game. And we can't even do that anymore without this political nonsense being shoved down our throat. Our kids are being taught to hate one another. They're being taught to, if you don't, they're, and they claim that, you know, we're all about tolerance now. We're all about this. We're all about that. When their only thing about tolerance is if you think like them, if you're like the collective, if you're like the Borg in Star Trek, like you have to think like them, you have to act like them. And if you don't, well, then you're all these god awful words that they call you that they've made meaningless. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of seeing kids dying for no reason. And I'm not just talking about in wars, man. I'm sick of seeing kids dying in the streets, man. I'm sick of glorifying culture where we're sitting here and we're telling these kids to go pick up guns and start shooting one another. I'm sick of that. I grew up in the South. You know what? Everybody around here had a gun, but I didn't see anybody going out and shooting one another. I grew up in the times of Columbine. I grew up in those times. And, you know, I didn't see that happen around here. But now kids are so taught that they always are supposed to take the easy way out. See, that's what they've done now. They've made it to where everybody takes the easy way out. So instead of just manning up and knuckling up and just fighting, they run and get the gun. They run and get the knife. They run and get the baseball bat. They run and get something so they can get an easier advantage to win. And it's just not in football. It's just not in basketball. It's in everyday life now. We've seen it happen, this culture of taking the easy way out. I've never done anything that was easy, that was worth doing. If it's easy, then it's not, then it's just, it's not worth it. But like the chase of doing something great, the chase of doing something great is better than success to somebody like me. And I don't, I mean, maybe I'm wired different. All right. Maybe I am. Maybe I'm wired different. Maybe I'm not normal. Okay. Maybe I only think this way. But to me, true happiness is not having $7 billion in the bank. That's not true happiness. I'm going to take a line here from Coach Nick Saban. A lot of you that know Coach Saban just retired not long ago. And one of the things that Coach Saban said that really impacted my personal life, because I was in a really bad place. And I heard Coach Saban give this speech, and it was like something went off in my head. When he got up and he said, and I'm paraphrasing it because I can't remember exactly how he said it, but he said it somewhere like this. He said, you want to know if you're doing something that's meaningful, or if you want to know if you're impacting people, just don't show up tomorrow and see if anybody misses your, you know what he said, but see if anybody misses your butt. See if anybody misses you. And all these people that are out here, and that just set something off in my mind. The chase of doing something is better than the reward at the win to me, than the win to me now. Yeah, you can do it once, but can you do it again? Like that is like how, you know, I looked at this, like Cummings' culture. This is one of the reasons I brought it back, because the chase of, yeah, you interviewed this one, but it becomes something you didn't want it to be. But can you bring it back, and can you do it better than what you did before? Can you make it successful? Can you get it on the radio? Can you get it in a successful YouTube channel? Can you get it successful at this? Can you do this? Can you do it better than what you did before? That's why I'm back, because it's the chase, man. It's the chase. It gives me something to do. Yeah, but it's the chase of, can I make this as big and as great as I want it to be? And then can I keep it that way? That's the chase. That's it's not easy. But these kids now, man, they're talking about just doing everything the easy way. Oh, so-and-so down the road said he's going to beat you up. Well, my mindset is, let me go down there and let's find out if he can. Their mindset is, yeah, well, you know what? Let me get this nine out and I'll go down there and show him who's boss. Well, at the end of the day, you shoot the guy, go back to Coach Saban. Coach Saban a lot of times said, yeah, we won the game, but we didn't beat the team. Well, you may go down there and shoot the guy and he may kill him, but you didn't beat him. And they don't understand that. They don't have that mindset because they've gotten into these schools and they are putting in these child's brains that instant gratification is worth everything and it's worth nothing. I go back to this so much because this speech that Coach Saban said impacted my life. He said, if you want to be happy for what, a few minutes, I think he said, drink a cup of coffee or something like that. If you want to be happy for an hour, eat a steak. But if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, then you need to get up and you need to do something that's worth doing. And it's the chase of doing it. Can you do it? And then, because I'm a Christian, this is what I believe. I believe that when the Bible says this, when it's talking about running your race, that's what it's talking about. It's talking about running your race. Can you run the race? Can you do it? Like, because we're all here on this planet, and I believe in God so much, and God has got a best life for you, and the best life you can live is the life that God has for you. And so can you run the race to live the best life that God has for you? Can you do it? Can you get up every day? Can you do it? Can you go try to achieve it? Or can you just sit there and complain and moan and groan and complain that some millionaire or some billionaire is out there holding you down and you can't do it because he's got money and you don't? You want me to tell you how I know billionaires aren't special? Anybody can be a billionaire. You know when that was proven to me? It was proven to me this week. When I read those alleged Vince McMahon text messages, I don't know if everybody out there's read them, but when I read those alleged Vince McMahon text messages, that's when I realized anybody can be a billionaire. It doesn't take anything. All it takes is the drive to do it. That's all it takes. That's all it takes. Do something with your life that's worth doing. Stop wasting your dadgum life, man, on this instant instant gratification. And like the old man said there in the comment section, self-entitlement is killing the current generation. It's killing them because everybody, and I see it in football now at the college level more than ever, because I'm seeing players that think that they should be starting. All right, they think, I should be starting. That I can go to this college over here and I can transfer and I can get this much of NIL money and I'm going to transfer over here and I'm going to get this money and I'm going to start. Okay, yeah, well, you might transfer over there and you might start. But let me tell you something about the guys who transferred out of the University of Alabama. All right? Let me tell you what they missed out on. There's guys that I know that went to the University of Alabama. Let's take Tyrone Prothrow for an example. Tyrone Prothrow went to the University of Alabama when there was no NIL. He played for a coach named Mike Shula. Tyrone Prothrow made one catch. He caught the ball behind the receiver's head, but the defender's head, sorry. I remember I was watching it. He caught that ball behind that guy's head. One catch of the year from ESPN, but he broke his leg, and it was a career-ending injury against Florida. I remember that. It was sickening. Okay. Now, Alabama wasn't the sexy place to be, and Tyrone Prothrow was a top receiver. Now, Tyrone Prothrow could have – he said, you know what? They were going to win the national championship that year, but if he hadn't got injured – but Tyrone Prothrow could have said, you know, if NIL or something like that would have been around, or if some of these coaches, because it's been going on for the past 100 years, I guess, I don't know, but it's been going on for a long time, he could have took some money and he could have went somewhere else. And he could have had that injury. But he wouldn't have made that catch. And he wouldn't have been able to still sell autographs this day because everybody still talks about that catch today. And these kids are going out looking for this instant gratification in sports. And they're going out and they're getting this money. But what they're not telling these kids is, okay, the NFL, it stands for not for long. And they're going to get this money now. And these agents, these pimps are pimping these kids out. That's all they're doing. They're pimping them out. And these kids are going and they're getting these millions of dollars, instant gratification, getting these millions of dollars because they believe they're entitled to it and they haven't done anything to deserve it yet. But they're getting these millions of dollars. And you know, I believe that players should be taken care of. I believe that college athletics, but I believe there needs to be some rules about all this. But this is what's happening. You got these pimps that are pimping these kids out, not putting them in the best situation. And they're going to go to these schools, and it's going to happen. You mark this down, you bookmark it, do whatever you want to. If something is not done in the next 4 years, 4 to 5 years, we are going to see college kids who could not make it in the NFL that got all of these, that got all of this NIL money. One of them's probably going to have a career-ending injury, and they're going to be broke. And they're not going to have an education. They're not going to have, because they don't go to school to do school anymore. They go to school to play ball. That was the whole point of them being student athletes, because one day football's over, right? One day football's done with you, because nobody ever wants to quit playing football, like Tom Brady, right? Tom Brady realized that one day football was done with him. He wasn't done with football. He wanted to play. I believe Tom Brady would still be playing if he could, but he physically can't do it anymore. And that's the thing. It's self-gratification, instant gratification, instant self-gratification. That's what I want to call it, instant self-gratification. What makes me feel good right now. And it's killing, and not just in sports, not just in entertainment, but in politics, in everyday life, it's killing our country. It's killing the next generation. And nobody wants to do anything about it. Nobody wants to say anything about it. And man, when I sat there, I wish I had the clip. I could play it. Man, I know I'm harping on Coach Saban a whole lot. I know I'm referencing him a whole lot right here. But man, let me tell y'all, if you haven't heard his speech about Henry Ruggs, you need to go listen to it. Because somebody could have took Ruggs' keys away from him, and that young lady would not be dead right now, and Henry Ruggs would still be making millions of dollars. But nobody wanted to be that guy, because they might be mad at him for a few hours. He might be mad at them for a few hours. He might not hang out with them no more. But what if you would have been that guy? The people that do the hard things, the people that do the things that nobody wants to do, are the people that succeed in this life. That's what it's about. That's about running your race. You, in order for you, me, and everybody else on this planet to live our best life, we have to do the things that are right, number one. And number two, we have to be willing to do the things that nobody else is willing to do. So I don't care if you're a janitor. You be the best dang janitor that there's ever been. I don't care if you're a cook in a restaurant. You be the best dang cook in that restaurant. And you don't think people will notice? People go in every day, and they bust their butts, man. And everybody notices it. Sometimes corporations don't notice, and I get that, and that's 100% fact. Sometimes corporations take things for granted, but somebody else notices them, and somebody else promotes them if you won't. There's always people looking for people who are willing to do the things that nobody else are willing to do, and it's the right things. Do the right things, because doing things right ain't easy. It's never been easy. it was never supposed to be. Well, it was supposed to be easy, but we kind of screwed that up because somebody had to have a snack. Eve. But anyway, doing the right thing ain't always easy. But as my grandpa used to tell me, don't you ever do nothing without doing it right. Because if you don't do it right, it ain't worth doing. And sometimes doing things right means you have to do things that you don't want to do. And, you know, this is, I get on this tangent, man, about this NIL and all this stuff. And the reason I do it is because, man, I just see it so much. I just see, I know it's what's going to happen. And nobody, absolutely nobody that's in these positions of power wants to say anything. And those are the people that we don't need in positions of power. If you have people that are in positions of power that are not willing to say and do the things that need to be said and done, then get rid of them. They're not good at their job. There's somebody out there that'll replace them. Whether that's the NCAA, whether that's your local school board, whether that's in your company that you own, or whether that's in Washington, D.C., or in your state capital. If they're not willing to do what's right, get rid of them. Because at the end of the day, this is what's going to happen. If Jesus doesn't come back in my lifetime, I'm going to die. You're going to die. We're all going to die. If Jesus doesn't come back in our lifetime, every one of us is going to die. How are you going to be remembered? Are you going to be remembered as the person who just went with the flow? Are you going to be remembered as the person who ran their race? When everybody told them, no, 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 you can't do that, they said, yeah, yeah, I can. Watch me. Watch me. And that's just like this. There's people that had told me, well, you were kind of like lightning in the bottle the first time. I don't know if you can bring it back, and I don't know if you can make it as big. I don't know if you can make it any bigger, but I doubt you can make it as big as you had it before. Seems pretty funny to me. This is the first episode back, and we're already in talks to put this thing on the radio. Everybody, and if there's young people listening, everybody wants to say they're a beast now. Oh, that guy over there, he's a beast. He's a beast. Look at him. Oh, yeah, look at him. Yeah, man, he's a beast. Just look at, oh, man, watch him do this. Watch him do that. Yeah, that guy's a beast at what he does. There's a reason he's a beast at what he does. There's a reason she's a beast at what she does. Because they're willing to do the things you're not. At 5 o'clock in the morning, they're willing to go run. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, while you're sitting on the couch, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3:30, after you got home from school, you're sitting on the couch playing Madden. They're at the gym. For dinner, you're eating pizza. Saying, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. They're sitting there and they're eating fuel for their body so they can get up tomorrow and hit it again. Are you going to run your race, or are you going to get ran over? That's pretty much what all this means. Are you out for instant gratification, or are you out for a lifetime of satisfaction? At the twilight of your life, when you're sitting there God willing, 120 years old, man, or 115 years old, or 100 years old. And you're sitting there and you're looking back. Can you live with yourself and you can say, I ran my race. I fought a good fight. Or are you going to say, man, I wish, I should have, I didn't. Or are you going to say, I did? It's what it all comes down to at the end of the day. Man, this time is flying. Oh, man, time's flying. Anyway, I don't know. I don't know what else to talk about. Good times, old man. Good times. I don't know what else to talk about. I'm about to bring Eric Kirk up here in a second, and I'm gonna let him give some shout outs to some folks, and I'm going to after that I'm gonna shut the show down with a few closing thoughts, and then we're gonna get out of here. Eric, why don't you go ahead and give them some shout outs to some good podcast shows.
Absolutely, Jeremy, and good evening to you. And it's good to see you back. And for anybody who might have missed this live show, I believe this show you plan on publishing. And to the people who are listening to this published episode on download, we would certainly appreciate you hitting that follow or subscribe button. And you'll get notifications when Jeremy publishes episodes and when he goes live on Podbean and elsewhere. And I know you'll be keeping us posted on like the radio deal as it develops. And I'm certain, Jeremy, you do appreciate feedback from friends and fans of the podcast. You know, and even if you're not able to provide responses to every single person you might get feedback from, that doesn't mean to the ladies and gentlemen who are listening to this that Jeremy's not thinking about you, because he's going to be thinking about you every day, because he's doing this podcast with you in mind. And even if you do send some feedback that might not be so complimentary, it's basically just telling us that you care and that it's keeping us all on our toes. And, and some of the other great content creators worth checking out that Cummins as Culture podcast is proud to endorse. You've got the Old Man's Podcast, which is on weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. That would be 9 a.m. Central for Jeremy and 7 a.m. Pacific for the Old Man. And you've also got the John DeVito Show, even though he's currently, you know, just doing published episodes right now, but he will keep us posted on bringing back live shows. And also be on lookout for the Slightly Serious Show, which I'm also proud to be a part of with James and Pertwee and other friends. And we will keep you posted on when we get a schedule set. And also check out the Beans and Weenie Show, because these patriotic comics, Jester, Scooter, and Spanky, these guys will make you laugh every Saturday evening at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, the Beans and Weenie Show is Slightly Doomed with Scooter and James on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You might also like the Pulse podcast with Brett and Scott. You know, hopefully we'll be learning new information on a set schedule for them to return to doing the Not Your Normal Headline News. Plus, their Wednesday night variety show every Wednesday night at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time is a real treat. Plus, you've also got a couple more honorable mentions. You've got the Amber May Show. You've got the Kirkley Hennessy Show, the Ralph William podcast, as well as you've got the Slacker 82 Alpha on YouTube, Facebook, Twitch, and Rumble. And you've got The Swap Doesn't Lie on Friday evenings. You've got Russ and the Laguna Knot Holdings Gang at the Outside of Normal podcast. These guys are always interested in giving you a good time. And don't know if I mentioned the Potluck podcast. That's another great comedy podcast worth checking out. And so many, many other independent content creators we're proud to support.
Thank you, Eric. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you go follow, especially the Old Man Show. Let me give a special shout out to the Old Man. The Old Man does a show.
And you got an invitation for me to come to a Friday Promote Your Podcast Day show, and we'll be honored to have you.
Oh, okay. I appreciate that. The Old Man does a tremendous show. It's Monday through Friday, correct?
That is correct.
Monday through Friday. And he publishes every episode, and it is non-political. It is you can listen to it with your kids in the car. It's one of those shows that I listen to, and it's one of those things to where it's family friendly. And if you're looking for, you know, something that you can listen to in the mornings when you're taking your kids to school and you don't have to worry about, you know, you won't have to, or you, mm-hmm. in our case, you gotten back from school. but if you're on the western part of the United States, you're going to be taking your kids to school, consider giving The Old Man a listen. It's a great show. It's family friendly and it's politically free. So that's hard to find.
Probably with the exception of Tuesdays when we have Amber May on. But one thing that will still remain the same about The Old Man's podcast show, Jeremy, just like it would be with your podcast or the Slightly Serious Show or the John DeVito Show or any of the other podcast friends we support that like to kind of keep it PG, which, of course, you won't be bombarded with the F-bombs or the taking God's name in vain, as well as the N-word and other vile racial slurs and words we cannot repeat. And it's also free of like the ad hominem and personal attacks on people, especially people you don't know, and free of like combative and threatening behaviors.
Oh, yeah. Can't have that. Cannot have that.
And because The Old Man's podcast show aspires to be a safe space podcast for people to really enjoy and for it to be safe for families.
Yeah. I really enjoy The Old Man show. John DeVito, I've noticed he's putting out some stuff about, I think I seen an episode not long ago. He was like, how to be a better man. And hey, let me give a quick shout out. Cause man, let me tell you, I don't know if you guys have discovered it yet. Has anybody seen the videos he's doing with his son, Matt?
I don't think I've
over
seen
on TikTok.
Those.
Oh man, he's blowing up, man. He's beating me on TikTok now.
Oh, awesome.
He's got, like I told him, I was like, man, you're going to go viral on TikTok, one day. And so he's blowing up over there with some of the stuff he's doing with his son, Matt, and it's wholesome. And I mean, he's got his son, Matt is, autistic for those that don't know. And, he seems like a very nice kid, and, go check that out. I think it's Matt DeVito on uh-huh. TikTok. It's DiVito, Matt DeVito. Go check that out. He's got him doing shots and all kinds of stuff and got him trying. I told him the other day he needs to get him some Hennessy and let him try some Hennessy. I don't drink, but you know,
me neither. He's
wanting to try all this stuff. So John's letting him try it, but you know, he's at least, here's the thing with that. You know, a lot of people, their kids go and their kids try, let me just be honest with everybody here. Your kid's going to drink whether you want to believe that or not. Your kids are going to drink alcohol at some point in their life. And, I tried it. I didn't like it. Never have liked it, but, you know, he's doing it to where his son is, you know, of course, autistic, and he's very, very high functioning. Like it, like you wouldn't, you wouldn't even really be able to tell. But you know, John's doing it the responsible way. I think he's doing it the real responsible way, and he's enjoying it, and he's making some good memories with his son, and it's funny, and everybody's getting a laugh out of it because of some of the stuff that he says after he drinks it. Like, what was it? I can't remember what it was. He drank something, and hold on, let me see. I'm gonna play a clip from it. John won't care. He won't hit me with a copyright strike. Let's see here. I'm gonna have to find it. That's gonna be my thing. I'm gonna take that off air first, but so I won't place, like, I don't want to be getting on TikTok and have some stupid video playing. Let's see if I can play this for everybody to hear it, Because it's hilarious, some of the stuff that he posts. Which one do y'all want to hear? Do y'all want to hear him trying sake? Rumpel. Let's see, what else did he try? Maker's Mark, tequila. Where's his Jack Daniels? Which one do y'all want to hear? Let's see. Let's do this.
Unless you're doing eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Let's do this one. I'm going to do this one. Whiskey. Which whiskey, old man? Let's see. Let's do the Jack.
All right, Matt. You ready to do your first shot of Jack Daniels?
Okay, on the count of three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
How is it?
Good.
Man, how do you like it?
You should see the face he's making. You should just see the face he's made. He's got his all face all squinted.
Bless
his
heart.
Like, good. Listen to this one. This one's hilarious.
All right, everybody. We are back with Matt. And as requested, he's going to try a shot of Rumpelmann's today. So let me pan back out. Matt, you ready for Rumpelmann's?
Hell yeah.
All right. You think you can do it?
Yes.
All right. Let's see if we can pour this. We don't have anybody to help us pour today. So I'm going to have to do this myself. All right. Let me open this. There we go. Got it. So, Matt, you a little nervous about this one?
No. Hell no.
What's been your worst shot so far?
I would say, Fireball.
You think the Fireball was worse, even worse than Jack Daniels?
Yeah.
All right. Look at that. That is full. That is a full shot of Rumpelmann's. Let me pan back. All right, Matt, whenever you're ready, give it a go.
One, two, three. What? Oh. It tastes like lava.
Oh, lava? You all right? Oh, that might have been the worst one yet, huh?
Yeah.
All right, was that one worse than the Fireball?
Yeah.
And she spilled it herself,
yeah,
too. All right, so that was the worst one. You okay, though?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, so go check it out. It's Matt DeVito on TikTok. I don't know if John's posting these on Facebook. The actual at is JohnDeVito74. He's got 10,000 followers now. That's crazy. But anyway, hey, go check it out. It's hilarious. You'll laugh. It's good. Yeah, there you go. Eric's put it in the chat for some people. Go check it out. You'll laugh. Man, it's family friendly. It's non-political. Like, that's my thing. Like, that's what, you know, I don't want to get too political. I just want to do Cummings culture. We got some interviews coming up. This is one of the things I was going to let everybody know. We got some interviews coming up. We possibly having some former players on this show, possibly having, oh man, all kinds of people on this show. So get ready for those. Cummings culture. We'll have the video available. You'll be able to watch the videos over on YouTube, typing Cummings is Culture on YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe to that. Got a video up there now. Actually going to get probably record a video here in a little bit to have another video up on the YouTube channel. Thought about putting the show on X or Twitter. Don't know if I'm going to do that or not. But anyway, yeah, it's Matt. It's Matt. That's one of the things I want to do. I want to have good videos for people out there, and try not to be so political. All right, we're about to get out of here. And always remember, it ain't controversial. It's just culture. Go tell somebody you love them.